It is such a blessing to be with you tonight and look forward to worshiping with you. I hope you will be able to make it to this entire weekend of studying God's Word together.
能够跟大家在一起今天晚上真是个祝福。你讲了 you speak too long, make it short. 我盼望能够坚持到底，忍耐到底就必得救。
I want to just tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Justin Huffman.
我先自我介绍一下，我名字叫做 Justin Huffman.
I have been married 20 years to my wife Cho, who is here with me.
跟我妻子结婚了20年，我妻子在这儿，跟我就在这儿。
We have 4 children.
我们有4个孩子。
We adopted each of them, our first from Russia.
我们每个都是领养的，老大是从苏联过来的。
Two from Vietnam.
两个从越南来的。
And our fourth was from America.
老幺呢是本土的，美国。
But I did not come here tonight to talk about me.
但是我来不是在讲我自己。
I came here tonight to talk about God.
我来是讲论神。
Or even better, to hear God talk about Himself.
我们来听听神自己怎么讲论他自己。
To talk to us from His Word, the Bible.
从他的话语中，他怎么在讲论自己的？
And first, I just want to begin by considering Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
好，首先我们来看看创世纪的一章一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初，神创造天地。
We're going to be studying through the book of, or at least the opening chapters of the book of Genesis together this weekend.
好，这个周末我们要一起查考创世纪的头几章。
And I cannot think of a more appropriate time to do this.
我不能够想到一个比这个更合适的时机。
We need, as a culture, to hear from God.
我们身为这个文化需要听到神的话语。
Recently, the United States Supreme Court made a new decision.
最近美国的最高法院做了一个决定。
In which they redefined what, they attempted to redefine what marriage is.
他们试图要重新对婚姻下定义。
I read just this week that Ontario introduced legislation.
我在这个礼拜才听到多伦Ontario 安大略省做了一个决定啊。
Giving the power to the government to take children away if they don't agree with the government's definition of marriage.
就是如果任何人不同意政府对婚姻所下的定义的话，政府就有权利把你的孩子抢走。
But you see, the Supreme Court in the United States did not actually redefine marriage.
其实啊，美国的最高法院没有重新对婚姻下定义。
Because God is the one who created marriage.
因为神是设立婚姻的。
He designed marriage for people.
他设立婚姻是为人的缘故。
And in fact, God created people.
神也是创造人类的。
So therefore, God gets to tell us how we work.
所以神有权利告诉我们婚姻怎么样子进行。
We cannot change marriage.
我们不能够改变婚姻。
Even though we may use the word for something different.
就算我们重新下定义了，也不能。
We may call a giraffe by a different name.
我们也许叫长颈鹿另外取个名字。
We may call it a monkey.
我们叫它做猴子。
But it will always be a giraffe.
长颈鹿就是长颈鹿。
A giraffe will always be a long-necked creature that eats plants.
它永远是一个长脖子吃植物的一个动物。
Because that is what God designed the giraffe to be and to do.
因为神创造了长颈鹿就是这个样子。
And no matter what word games we may play, marriage will always be the same.
不管你怎么玩文字游戏，婚姻总是婚姻，神所定的。
The book of Genesis gives us the answers that we plainly, desperately need.
所以创世纪给了我们所迫切需要的这简单扼要的答案。
What is marriage?
何谓婚姻？
What is life?
什么是生命？
Why are we here?
为什么活在世上？
The book of Genesis tells us these things.
创世纪就告诉我们这些事儿的答案。
You see, we are not ourselves creators.
你知道我们不是自己的创造者。
We often pretend to be creative.
也许我们假装要很有创造力。
But even in our most creative moments, we are only recreating.
其实在我们最有创造性的那一刻，我们其实是在再造而已。
We are only taking what God has already made and fashioning it in some way.
我们不过是把神已经给了我们的东西，然后再发挥，借题发挥而已。
There is only one true creator, and he is God.
真正的创造主，他就是神。
And God has revealed himself to us perfectly in the Bible.
神借着圣经已经把他自己完全的向我们启示了。
It is God who has made us. We have not made ourselves.
是神创造了我们, 不是我们自己造自己的。
And so we need to listen to the God who has made us.
所以我们需要听这位创造我们的神所说的话。
He has designed all things.
他设计了这一切所有的万物。
Including humans,
包括人类,
including marriage,
包括婚姻在内,
including true love,
也包括真正的爱的定义,
and we cannot change the nature of these things.
我们不能够改变这些事情的本质。
No matter how hard we may try.
不论我们如何想方设法改变。
So this is just one of many reasons that we look at the book of Genesis.
这就是我们要查考创世纪的其中一个原因。
This book tells us,
这本书告诉我们,
from its very beginning,
从起初,
what happened in the beginning,
起初发生了什么事儿,
and how we are therefore to live.
因此应当如何生活。
So in this message first, I want to consider just three points. In the beginning,
好, 这一篇信息我们要看看三点。 第一就是起初,
God,
神,
created,
创造。
First of all, in the beginning,
我们看第一点, 起初,
this cannot be said of anything else,
这个我们不能够讲到其他的事儿是这样的。
Or anyone else.
或者任何人是这样的。
Not in this universe.
在这个宇宙中没有这样的人。
Or any other possible universe.
或者其他任何可能的宇宙。
Only God was in the beginning.
唯有神从起初。
Psalm 90 verse 2 says this.
所以第一章，诗篇。 90篇第二节那么说,
From everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
从起初你就是神, 从亘古。
You see, God is eternal.
神是永恒的。
God is transcendent.
神是超越一切的。
God has always existed.
神总是存在的。
And God will always exist.
神也永远会存在下去的。
He is before time.
他是在时间之前就存在的。
And God will last after time.
在时间之后他也会继续存在。
God has no beginning.
神是无始。
God has no end.
无终的。
Time and space are only the servants of God.
时间和空间不过是神的工具和
They are not his masters.
这些不是神的主人。
You see, we are mastered by those things.
我们被这些事情所控制，被时空所控制。
We can build rocket ships that go out a little ways into space.
我们可以造火箭，然后能够飞到外太空。
But we cannot go very far.
我们不能走得很远。
Because we are not the masters of space.
因为我们不是空间的主宰。
We can go from one place to another, but we cannot be in both places at once, because we are not masters of space. We can look forward to tomorrow, and we can remember yesterday, but we cannot go back to yesterday, because we are servants of time. Time masters us. We went out to dinner right before this service.
And
one of the people at our table tried to make an order.
我们其中一个弟兄姊妹在教东西吃啊。
We had been there yesterday, and she liked the soup that had been there yesterday.
我们昨天就去过，她那个姊妹很喜欢昨天那个汤。
It was the soup of the day yesterday.
那是昨天的当天的汤。
And so she wanted to order that soup again today.
她想要今天再叫一次吃那个汤啊。
And they said, that's not the soup of today.
他说这不是今天的汤啊。
That's the soup of yesterday.
那是昨天的汤啊，今天没了。
You can't have that soup today.
你不能够拥有昨天的汤。
You see, we are limited by today and yesterday.
我们被今天、明天、昨天限制住了。
God does not have these limits.
神没有这些辖制。
God is yesterday and today and forever.
神是昨日、今日、日到永远的一样。
God is everywhere at one time.
神是同时是无所不在的。
So when the Bible says, in the beginning God,
所以当圣经说起初神，
what we are to understand from that is that God is not like us.
我们要明白的是神不像我们一样。
We were not in the beginning.
我们起初不存在。
We were not before all things existed.
我们不是在万物之先。
We do not have self-existence.
我们没有自存的能力。
We come, every one of us, from someone else.
我们每个人都是从另外一个来的。
But you see, God is not like that.
神并非如此。
God has no parents.
神没有爸妈。
God has no need for food.
他也没有吃东西的需要。
God has no beginning.
他是无始的，没有开始。
We are dependent on so many things outside ourselves.
我们要依靠很多在我们之外的这个世界的东西。
We depend on parents to bring us into the world.
我们要依靠父母把我们带到世界来。
We depend on food to sustain us.
我们依靠食物来供养我们。
We depend on time in order to understand even what yesterday and today is.
我们需要时间来明白昨天、今天到底是什么意思。
God alone is dependent on nothing outside himself.
唯独神不依靠任何外界的东西。
Everything else is dependent.
一切所有其他的东西都要依靠外在的东西。
Everyone else is dependent.
一切所有的活物都要依靠外界。
Whether it is a little bitty snail,
不论是小小的那个小这个那个叫蜗牛啊。
Or whether it is an archangel.
或者是一个大天使。
Everything is dependent on something else.
凡事都要依靠外界。
Even an archangel had a beginning.
就算天使长都有起初，有开始。
Even the archangel has a master.
就算天使长也有一个主宰。
Even an archangel has a creator.
就算天使长有一位创造主。
But God is not like that.
唯独神不是如此。
The opening words of God's word tell us this.
神的话语起初就告诉我们。
To tell us that the true God exists and everything else depends on him.
开门见山就告诉我们，这位创造主存在，一切其他的都依靠他，等于他。
How should this truth affect us here tonight?
这个真理今天晚上应该怎么影响我们呢？
It should affect us in the very much the same way that it was meant to affect its readers in the first.
应该就像起初影响它的读者一样的影响我们。
When Moses wrote this book around 1500 BC,
当摩西在公元前1500年左右写创世纪的时候，
Moses wrote these first five books of the Bible.
摩西写了圣经的头五卷，摩西五经。
And so they were completed before his death.
所以在他临死前，他已经完成了这摩西五经。
Written before Israel was going to enter into Canaan, into the Promised Land.
在以色列人没有进埃及应许之地之前，他就写了。
So Moses was writing these books to his people, the Israelites.
所以摩西在写这五卷书给他的百姓以色列人。
Even as they were about to go into the Promised Land to possess it.
正当他们要进入应许地来拥有它。
Moses' purpose is to remind Israel.
摩西的目的是要提醒以色列人。
Coming out of pagan Egypt where they had seen so many gods worshipped.
从那个拜偶像的埃及， 拜假神的埃及出来,
entering into pagan Canaan where other gods were being worshipped,
进到了那个拜偶像的迦南地，那里有许多拜假神的。
Moses is reminding his people that these are not the true gods.
摩西在提醒神的百姓，这些不是真正的神呢。
Israel's God is creator.
以色列神是创造万有的。
Israel's God alone can save them.
唯独以色列神能够拯救他们。
Israel's God has promised them.
以色列神应许了他们。
That he will be with them as they serve him.
当他们服侍主的时候，他们会。 与他同在,
and this is why this is so appropriate for us today. There are many gods still here today, aren't there? Many different truths that are claiming to be true. But God reveals himself to us. In his word, the Bible,
借着他的话语, 借着圣经启示他,
and says, I am the creator of everything and everyone.
他说, 我是万物的创造者, 也是万有, 所有人类的创造主。
When we trust in him, our trust is good.
当我们信靠他的时候, 我们就信对了。
Our trust will not be disappointed.
我们信靠他的不至于羞愧的。
On the other hand, anyone who trusts in any other God will be disappointed.
那反之, 任何人信靠任何假神的都会羞愧的,报愧蒙羞的。
We dare not look to anything else.
我们不敢仰望任何其他东西。
Or anyone else.
或者任何人。
Because everything else is dependent on God.
因为一切都依靠他, 本于他。
And so it cannot sustain us.
任何其他东西都不能够。
Only God can sustain us. So this is what God meant for us to understand when he said, in the beginning, I am God.
所以当神说, 起初神创造天地, 我就是神, 这是他要我们明白的真理。
I hope you will, no matter who you are, listen tonight.
我巴不得你不论是谁, 今天晚上好好的听。
Whether you are a Christian already, or if you're not a Christian, I hope that you will take these opening words from Genesis as an invitation.
我盼望你能够接受这个创世纪起初的这两句话作为一个邀请。
Every person wants to know, why am I here?
每个人都要明白为什么我要在这儿。
Is there a God?
是否有位神的存在?
Where is lasting joy to be found?
哪里可以找到那永恒的喜乐呢?
And the Bible tells us the answers to these crucial questions.
圣经给了我们这些重要问题的答案。
In the pages of God's Word, we will find God's revelation of Himself.
在神的话语当中，我们会看到神对他自己的自我启示。
God tells us about Himself in His Word.
神借他的话语把他自己告诉了我们，启示了我们。
That alone is reason enough to read this book.
就这一点，我们就值得读这本书了。
The God who created us,
这位创造我们的神,
is talking to us.
正在向我们说话。
In His Word.
借着他的话语向我们说话。
That is a reason to read it.
这就是我们要读创世纪的原因。
That is a reason to study it and try to understand it better.
这是我们要研究而且好好考察创世纪的原因。
That is a reason to pray over it.
这是我们要好好为这本书祷告的原因，默想。
And as we read, say, Lord, show me yourself.
当我们读神的话语的时候，我们向神祷告，主啊，启示你自己。
Help me know you better as you reveal yourself.
让我更深地认识你。 当你自己启示自己的时候,
and we will learn
我们就会学习到,
what God is like.
到底神是什么样一位神,
and we will learn what we are here for.
我们也会认识到为什么我们要存在在世上。
We will discover our purpose as human beings.
我们会明白我们人生的目的是什么。
We will also remember what is right and what is wrong.
我们也会知道什么是何为 是何为非,何为对,何为错。
We all know down deep that there are things that are right and there are things that are wrong.
在我们心底的深处,我们都知道有是非对错的。
But God's word defines right and wrong for us.
神的话语会对是非下一个正确的定义。
And God's word tells us where joy is found.
神的话也告诉我们,哪里可以找到真正的喜乐。
And it is found in aligning our lives with God.
唯有当我们把我们的生命与神 合拍的时候，配合的时候，才能够找到喜乐。
God has made this world.
神创造了这个世界。
And God does not change.
神也永不改变。
He is always good.
他永远是良善的。
And so this world that is always changing,
但这个世界却是总是在改变当中。
Can confuse us so much.
能够使我们思想混乱。
What is good?
到底何为善?
One generation defines it one way, and the next generation turns and defines it different.
这一代人那么说，那一代人反过来又那么说。
God says, no, I am good.
但神说，不不不，我才是良善的。
What I say is good.
我说的什么好才是什么好。
You can trust it.
你可以信任我的话。
And it will always be good.
我永不改变。我说的良善永远良善。
It was good in the beginning.
起初就是良善的，我所说的。
And it will be good 10,000 years from now.
一万年后也是良善的。
This is not a new answer that I'm giving you.
我给你不是一个什么新鲜的答案。
It's not the latest answer that has been on.TV.
这不是电视上最后发明的新的东西。
This is not the answer from science.
也不是从科学里头刚刚找到的答案。
Because human science cannot even answer these questions.
因为人类的科学根本不能回答这些问题。
Human science cannot tell us why we are here.
人类的科学不能告诉我们人类存在的目的是什么。
Human science cannot tell us what is right and what is wrong.
科学也不能告诉我们何为是，何为非，何为对，何为错。
Human science cannot tell us where lasting joy is found.
科学也不能告诉我们那永恒的喜乐从何而来。
And human science cannot tell us, is there a God?
人的科学也不能告诉我们哪里有神，神存在不存在。
So this is not the latest answer.
所以这些不是最后发现的，刚刚发现答案。
This answer has been around for thousands of years.
这些答案几千年来，自古以来就存在。
But it is the right answer.
但是是正确答案。
And it has always been the only right answer.
这也是唯独的正确的答案。
It's the only answer that makes sense of all the facts of science.
这也是所有科学给我们的这些事实的唯一能够解答的合情合理答案。
It's the only answer that will be right to your conscience.
这个也是能够叫你良心能够觉得能够接纳的答案。
It's the only answer that will align even with your personal experience.
也是唯一的答案，能够是跟你个人的经历吻合的。
You know there is a God.
你知道有一位上帝存在。
You know that you did not create yourself.
你知道你自己不是自己造自己出来的。
You know that you are designed.
你知道你是被设计出来的。
You know that you're here for a purpose.
你知道你存在是有目的的。
And so these opening words from God's word is an invitation.
所以神的话语的起初开头几句话就是一个邀请。
In the beginning.
起初。
Find out.Why we are here.
发觉明白为什么你会存在世上。
And who God is.
到底这位神是谁。
Let us listen to God and His word tonight.
让我们今晚来听他的话语。
We must think after God.
我们必须按照神的思想来思想这一切事。
There was a famous philosopher, Christian philosopher.
有位有名的基督教的哲学家。
His name was Cornelius Van Til.
他名字叫做范泰尔。
Yeah. And he would walk into his classroom every day.
每天呢，他上课的时候。
And he would draw two circles.
他会画两个圈圈。
One circle above another circle.
一个圈圈在上，一个在下。
And he would say this to his class.
他会向他班上的学生们说。
There are only two things in all the universe.
全世界只有两种东西。
There is creator.
第一是创造者。
And there is creature.
第二是受造物。
And you see, all facts, every single thing that is created is in that second circle.
你知道所有的受造之物都在第二个圈子里头。
And God is in that first circle.
而神却在第一个圈子里。
Separate from His creation.
他与他的受造之物是隔绝的。
Not one of the things in this world.
世上没有任何东西。
Not one of the people in this world.
或世上没有任何的人或者事物。
And so the point is that we need to think our thoughts after God.
在他的圈子里，所以我们需要按照神的思想来思考一切问题。
We are not free to make up our own truth.
我们不能够自己任意来解答问题。
Our belief must be governed by God.
我们的信仰必须按照神的话语来受控制。
If we are creatures,
如果我们是受造之物,
the only way that we can come to know our Creator is by our Creator revealing Himself to us, describing Himself to us.
他怎么形容他自己, 描述他自己,
and God does that for us. In His Word, He
借着他的话语,
says this,
他告诉我们,
in the beginning,
起初,
there is only one God.
只有一位神,
this is the truth of God's Word. But also, he goes on to say, in the beginning, God created.
好,继续他说, 起初神创造,
This word for created is used 44 times in the Old Testament.
在整本旧约圣经里头, 创造这个词用过了44次。
And it is only used of God's actions.
只用到神的行动是创造。
It is never connected with anything material.
从来没有跟物质界挂上钩的。
It is always God creating something out of nothing.
总是神从无变有创造了一些东西。
And so this is a remarkable statement.
这是一个奇妙的一句话。
That in the beginning, God
起初神
created everything from nothing.
从无有。 创造了万有。
This is the same truth that is expressed in the New Testament.
这也是新约圣经所表达的真理。
In Acts chapter 17,
在使徒行传17章,
and verse 24 and 25,
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
God made the world and everything in it.
神创造宇宙和其中万物。
And God does not live in a temple anywhere in this world.
神不住在世上任何的庙宇或者宫殿当中。
God does not need anything made with human hands.
他不需要人手所造的任何东西。
Because God made human hands.
因为神造了人的手。
This is so striking in Scripture. In Scripture, we are reminded over and over again that this world is not handmade.
圣经里头不断地强调，这是宇宙不是人手所造的。
Even heaven itself is not handmade.
就算天堂也不是人手造的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1,
哥林多后书第五章第一节怎么说？
God says that He is building a building not made with hands. We have a building from God not made of hands.
神造了一个房屋，不是人手所造的房屋。
It's interesting, this phrase, not made with hands,
这句话不是人手造的,
comes from one Greek word.
是从一个希腊字出来的。
The word for hand,
一个字就是手,
the word for made,
另外一个是造的,
and the prefix of negation that means not.
那个前面的这个字前缀，前缀，前缀是不。
So God is saying that earth and heaven are not handmade.
神说天地不是神人手造的。
Now oftentimes in this world, handmade is a good thing.
通常在这个世界上我们说人造的是好东西。
It means that it was made by personal touch.
因为人手亲手造的嘛。
Instead of by a machine.
不是机械化造成的。
Or some factory.
或者工厂里头机械化生产。
But it's interesting, in scripture, this always is a negative thing. It's a bad thing.
在圣经里头。 头讲到人手造的总是一个负面一个不好的东西。
God always says, when he says things are handmade, it's always a bad thing.
神说这个是人手造的总是一件坏事不是好事。
When things are not handmade, it's a good thing.
当不是人手造这就是好事。
Why is that?
为什么？
Well, first, because God is God.
首先因为神是神。
And we are not.
我们不是神。
Because humans have a perfect record of messing things up.
因为人啊把事情搞糟糕有一个完美的记录。
Everything that we touch, we end up harming.
只要我们人手一玷污一碰它就把它搞烂了。
Or we twist it, or we hurt it in some way.
或者把它扭曲了或者把它伤害了把它搞砸了。
As we will read in this very chapter, God made the whole world good.
正如创世纪第一章神造的一切都是美好的。
And then humans,
那是人。
Messed it up.
人把它搞糟了。
God made nature at peace.
神造的万物，这个大自然都是和谐的。
Animals at peace.
他造的动物都是和谐美好的。
People at peace with one another.
造的人类也是和平相处的。
God designed marriage as the perfect solutions to man's loneliness.
神设计了婚姻，好叫人的孤独问题可以得到解答。
Yet every time man touches any of these things, we mess it up.
每次人的手一碰这些东西，把它玷污了，搞砸了。
Handmade in scripture is always bad.
圣经里头人手造的一定是不好的。
Because it means that it is limited to our sinful powers of humanity.
因为这是人的有罪的能力跟我们有关。
And nothing could be worse than being limited to our own powers.
我们被自己的能力所限制是最糟糕的事。
We need someone beyond us.
我们需要一个超越我们的那一位。
With the power to make things good.
我们需要他有能力造美好的事物。
With the power to design things better.
他有能力设计更美好的事物。
With the wisdom to know what is perfect.
他有智慧知道何为完美的。
And God has done that.
神已经为我们成就这一切。
In the beginning, God created.
起初神创造。
This world was not handmade.
这个世界不是人手造的。
And the passage goes on to say that God created the heavens and the earth.
好，这节经文继续说，起初神创造天地。
That means everything.
就是万物。
Now isn't that interesting? All the heavens.
好，这岂不有趣吗？整个天地。
And the earth.
和天和地
billions of solar systems
哇世界上成千上万的银河系啊这个太阳系啊
and the earth
还有这个地球
billions of galaxies
成千上万的这个银河系统的
and the earth
星宿和地天、
yeah.
万天和地
so all of creation is summed up with two words
所以整个受造之物可以用这两个字来总结
the rest of the universe
就是这其他的宇宙和
and earth
地
this tiny little planet
这个小小的地球
something about this planet
哇这个地球很特别
is very important to God
对神而言很特别是对神很重要
all the rest of his creation he sums up with one word heavens
一切的受造之物他用一个词来形容就是天呐，就是诸天呐。
And with the other word, he describes our little planet.
另外，他用一个词地来形容这个地球，小小的地球。
The God who created molecules.
这位创造了小分子的这位神。
The God who created stars.
创造大星球的这位神。
Is interested in our little planet.
竟然对我们这个小小的地球感兴趣。
So from the very first verse of scripture, we have hints of the gospel.
所以圣经的第一章第一节，我们就看到了福音的暗示。
The one true God,
这位真正的创神
who created everything out of nothing,
他从无创造万有
is interested in humans,
竟然对人感兴趣
on earth,
在地上的人类感兴趣。
And as we will see,
我们会看到啊
In the opening chapters of Genesis,
在创世纪的前几章
We need God
我们都需要神
To be interested in us
我们需要他对我们感兴趣
You see, the universe was created by this one perfect God. But we have sinned, rebelled against Him. We are at odds with our Creator. So just as we need someone outside ourselves to create us in the first place, we need someone to recreate us. Because we are fallen human beings. Yet this is the good news of the Christian message. That the same Creator God, who through His power created this universe, through His love, through His power, through His wisdom, has accomplished our salvation. In the New Testament, the same powers of the Creator, are ascribed to Jesus. Because Jesus is God. Well, I won't turn there, but Colossians chapter 1 says that by Christ Jesus, all things were created. All things were created through Christ. And all things were created for Christ. And that same passage of Scripture says, in Him we have redemption. In Jesus Christ we have salvation. Jesus is the God-man. He had the power to create. And He has the power to recreate. To save us from our sin. To save us from our rebellion. The God who reveals Himself to us. In the Bible. Created you and me. And this same God. Has revealed Himself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus alone has the power to strike down our rebellious hearts, to take creatures that make everything messed up, and recreate us. So that we are in harmony with our Creator again. I hope that your hope is in Jesus. There was a well-known Christian named Abraham Kuyper. He says this, there is not 1 inch of the creation about which Jesus Christ does not say. Jesus says this about every part of His creation. Let's put it that way. This is mine. This belongs to me. He is the Creator, and so every inch of His creation belongs to Him. May you trust in Jesus today. Submit to Christ as your Creator today. Trust in Jesus as your Savior today. May God bless you.
愿神祝福你。